by far my favorite station.
You're the best.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy. Enjoy.
By far my favorite station.
You're the best.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys.
It's always a pleasure to welcome Catlia back to UK Talk Radio. There's a new album out at the moment, which is called Language Barrier. We'll find out about the tracks on the album and go into more detail in just a moment. But first of all, you have an awesome new single out. It's called Love Isn't Enough. Now, there were different producers involved. Quite an interesting story there. So tell us about the story behind the song.
Yes, it was a bit complicated at the beginning. I originally was given the song by Alex Stark's friend, who didn't have any lyrics or melody for the song. And he said, just go crazy. And at the time, I was also coming out of a relationship. So I had a lot to write about, obviously, which is the whole theme of the song. It doesn't take a philosopher, any form of like higher education to figure out what the song is about. Yeah. And what ended up happening is the original producer, he just moved away. He just moved away from where he was. And he just was like, I'm not working on the song anymore, which is fine. That's totally fine. But we ended up shelving it because of that and the emotional weight of how I was feeling. And then about a year-ish later, it must have been a year later, because we've been working on it for the past like 10 months now. Alex Stark and Sasha Pavel, who's an amazing pianist and who helped a lot with the song, they both took it and went, hey, let's make something with this. Let's not get rid of the song entirely. And so what ended up happening towards the end there is once Alex Stark got it to the place that he wanted it, we gave it to a producer that I've been working with almost constantly recently, whose name is Jason Bashoff. He's an amazing producer from the UK who currently lives in Barcelona, and him and his partner Oscar, they do amazing work with all my songs. And so they really like tied up all the loose ends. And I was very happy we were able to finish it.
And it is such a change. So from your last song, which you played on UK Talk Radio, dealt with kind of moving on from COVID in the rear view. I mean, it is a great change, and it's such a commercial song. So you must be really pleased with the song itself.
I am. I'm very proud of it. Actually, my favorite bit is at the end where I do all of those different harmonies because I had to re-record them about 20 times to get it to where it is. But it is a big change. I like to mix up my genre and keep things as a variety and try all my avenues so I know what makes me happiest for each song.
I think as an artist, you do that. And it's great for your followers because the thing is, you're not quite sure what is going to come next. And I always think some music can become formulaic, but yours isn't. You've also got an album coming out called Language Barrier. So tell us a little bit about the album itself.
Well, thank you for the compliment. and the album, that's a big, big project I've been working on. I actually, Language Barrier started out as an EP when I was 17. We were planning on making it into an EP, and then over the last year, 2 years, a lot has happened in my life that really shaped where I wanted the direction to go. And I got a lot of inspiration from some people I met, or one person that I met in particular, who a lot of the songs on the album are about that particular individual, who I will not name for obvious reasons once you hear it.
Here we are again, wish I could say I'm surprised, but it isn't like it's the first time. Here we go again, I knew this wasn't quite right, but I hoped we could write a new line. You tried so hard to love me, you started filling up my cup. I tried so hard to love you, but sometimes love.
Catlia, that's your awesome new single, which is called Love Isn't Enough. We were talking about the fact that the tracks on the album and the single, they're very personal to you. You're sharing your experiences with us. If you were stuck on a desert island, not an easy question, I know, but if you were stuck on a desert island and you could listen to just one track from the album, what would that track be and why?
I honestly don't know. I think each song that I've put into this album has its own different flavor. There is one song that I'm pretty excited about. That's actually the very first song on the record. It's called Welcome to the Show. And it has this sort of creepy circus feel to it. And it's very, it's like a big bang right at the start to introduce you and say, hello, pay attention. And I was very, very excited working on it and very inspired when I was doing the vocals and working on the instrumental and everything. So I think I'm most excited for that one, but all of them have a different flavor to them.
And what's that track called? What's the name of that one?
Welcome to the Show.
Yes. Welcome to the Show. So it sounds to me from what you're saying that your songs, and I think I got that idea even last year, that your songs are very personal to you and they are based on your own life experiences.
Yes. Maybe I should say that one or two isn't, so that I have some wiggle room if I ever want to write about something super personal, but I will admit that everything in this album is coming from the heart and based on true stories from my life. And even the choice of language that I use in some of the songs is personal and related to what was happening in my life. I'm not singing in English the entire album, which is fitting. It's called Language Barrier. So it's very, very personal to me, the album and the songs and the way that I've crafted it thus far. I'm very excited to present it to the world once it's ready.
And I think the thing is, when an album is personal, when music is personal, it's more authentic, isn't it? Because it's coming from your heart rather than something which has been manufactured.
Yes, absolutely. 100% agree.
And tell us a little bit about the experience. So our listeners won't know. I'd imagine that the studio for you is like a second home. But what's it like for you when you go into the studio? What is the feeling like? And what are you trying to achieve when you're in there?
Well, I'm very lucky. I go to a very nice studio I'm very friendly with everyone who works there, and it's very nice. So my first instinct when I walk in is to just take a deep breath. I just feel calm. And then I sort of just have this room to zone into whatever feeling the song needs. So whatever the song's about, that's the feeling I get. I have the space to sort of put myself into it and really hone in on what I'm trying to accomplish. It's very nice. I you're right. It is like a second home to me. I spend a lot of time laying on the floor just thinking to myself, what am I going to do next with these songs? So,
and it sounds to me if you can do that, it sounds to me as if you're very comfortable being in the studio.
Yes. And also I tend to act a bit like a cat in my daily life. I found not intentionally or anything. I tend to just be comfortable. I like sitting on the floor. It feels more comfortable to me.
And what about, you mentioned harmony. So it must be quite nice when you go into the studio to do those kind of little twiddly bits, those bits such as a harmony that enhance the song. I mean, that must be quite a nice feeling just to start adding those little. So you've got your main song. It must be a great feeling to then, right, what little pieces can we add to really make this something special?
Absolutely. My favorite part of recording any song is when I get to the vocals and I get to do my harmonies, where I'm just layering and layering and layering. And my producers, like I mentioned earlier, Jason and Oscar, they often have to stop me and say, okay, we have enough, because I will spend 4 hours on one song just to get the vocals right.
Because I suppose that's the difficult thing, isn't it? You want it to be right, but it's knowing when enough is enough.
Yes. Thankfully, Oscar, especially out of the two, knows exactly how to say what I need to hear, no matter how nice or mean it is. And oftentimes he will direct me in very specific ways where I'll be singing and he'll just tap in and go, Catlia, I hear you smiling. This is not a happy song.
Because I suppose that's it. If you've got to dredge up an emotion which is not happy and you feel happy, of course, you've got to get into the the mood of when you wrote the song, I guess.
Yes, absolutely.
And Sorry.
I was just going to say it's very helpful having Oscar there to guide me. And nothing makes me happier than when he says he's proud of me. I'm like, yes, I've done it.
Because I suppose that must be good, because as an artist, you're obviously living in your own head. You've created the music within yourself. But I guess that guidance from somebody else who can be a good sounding board is invaluable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Personally, I know I am very in my own head. I don't know how much everyone else is, obviously, but it feels to me as though I cannot judge myself in any way, shape, or form, because I'm just so biased about the way I see myself. And it's very helpful to have someone guide me and say, no, that was good, or no, that was awful. Why are you doing that? So yes, I agree. Short answer.
It sounds like you have a fantastic time in the studio, and from what you create in your own mind comes out to the world. To round things off, so last year you were with us on UK Talk Radio, very much a song of the moment, kind of looking at COVID in the rear view and moving on. Mm-hmm. So tell us, what have you been up to in the last year or so?
That is a good question. I believe this time last year, I was about to go through more than I've ever gone through in my life, which was a lot considering what had happened in 2020, hence the song that I wrote, 2020 in my review. And not to be vague, but a lot has changed, and a lot is in my life and out of my life from where I was a year ago. I've been really focusing on this album. I've been bettering myself. I've been planning for things and preparing things and really like focusing on making things even, I would say, is the best way to word it.
And on the horizon now, things are changing. Live music, and is that something you'd like to do or have done in the past?
Absolutely. I would love to do more live music. I've only ever performed a handful of times, but every time that I have, it has been such a wonderful experience. I'm very excited. And also, yes, better things are on the horizon. Things have been much better lately, and I'm very excited. I have a lot of stuff that's happening right now in my life that's very, very exciting, and I'm looking forward to all of it, especially the album.
It sounds to me like a new chapter. Can I wish you all the best with Language Barrier and also the single which you're playing, Love Isn't Enough? And I guess we can find it on most of the major platforms?
Yes, you can. Everything. You can also go to my website if you would like to find all of the links in a convenient space.
That sounds good. And could you give us the address, please?
Yes, it is catliamusic.com. I can spell that, catlea music.com.